Welcome to the after show. Thank you, folks. Good night.
Yes. Very fast.
Wanted to make this a quick one. Well, it's Friday. We got to get out of here.
It is Friday.
I know.
I do have some advice for you, though.
Okay.
Since we're talking about being quick.
Mm-hmm.
You can get your life under control with 1 minute rule.
Ooh.
There's a 1 minute rule that you can do.
All
and
right.
We all should be doing these things, but we don't always do it. You can change your life for better in 1 minute, according to Gretchen Rubin. She's the author of a co-host of a thing called Happier. And she says, if you just do those little tasks that take less than 1 minute, do without delay. Some examples, put the dish in the dishwasher.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just put it in the sink.
Yes,
because then they pile up and it becomes a project.
Stinky.
Right.
Yes. Return documents back to the folder where it came from. If not, the papers start piling up on the table.
Can you say the word Kim after every sentence?
Okay.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Stick your coat in the closet when you come home in from outside.
Kim.
A lot of people have told her the 1 minute rule has apparently transformed their surroundings.
Yeah.
Kim. So do that, Kim.
Well, that's what you and I are both clean as we
yes.
go.
Yes. So oh, yes.
If I'm cooking, if I'm working on a project,
same here.
I'm clean as I go. So when I get done, there's nothing to clean up.
Pretty much the kitchen is clean except for the two pans that have food in them. Like by the time I'm done.
That's what I do, too.
Yeah.
And I always feel like I can't go, although I did it this week quite a bit. As you know, I floated. I don't know if you saw.
I saw. Okay.
Well, I did that 4 days in a row. For about 2 hours each day.
So what happened to your
nothing.
House?
Nothing, because we weren't in it. But I mean, but I floated on the lake just doing nothing for 2 hours each day. I've never done that in my life, even just once, but for 4 days in a row. And I said to my wife I said, I need to accomplish something. Just, you know, whatever. And I forgot what I did the other day just to feel like
go to the bathroom? Did you go to the bathroom?
Yeah, I went to the bathroom, yeah.
I'm regular.
Amazing
I'm regular.
Accomplishment.
Amazing.
Today's a good day.
But I tell you, I loved not having anything to do and just do that. And I didn't feel guilty for a change.
Usually, good for you.
I feel guilty about that, but I'm in a point
where
it's like, just screw it.
Yep.
Just, you know, if you can do it, just do it. So, but I understand where that woman's coming from.
Just take the time to do it because I do, you do, Nikki, you do. I'm sure you do those things, Deborah.
Yep. And then you can float without guilt if you don't think that there's like a whole bunch of stuff, little tiny things left that your brain doesn't go there.
Yeah. So.
Jason just doesn't get it, though. He's like Kim. He makes dinner and like...
Oh, it's the world.
It looks like a tornado came through the kitchen.
Yeah. Oh, believe me.
Yeah.
I get it.
You name it, it's on the counter, it's out, it's dirty, it's just everything.
And I'm the sous chef, so I'm following her around. We have a nice little choreography. I just, you know, I make sure I stay clear of her, but I'm just always cleaning stuff. And getting it done because I hate having the whole thing at the end.
Right. But if I'm not home, like say I take Nate to practice and I come home and I appreciate that he made dinner, but I look around going, oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Really?
All right. Anything else, ma'ams?
Did Nikki find any more squash recipes?
Oh, I haven't, but I have more squash. Do you want any?
No,
oh, my gosh. The squash is going crazy.
Yep. Deborah will take some.
No, I will not. I am a member of two CSAs. I have to bring all of the leftovers into my office, which my office loves. Like Wednesdays are like go and shop at in the break room for veggies.
I need somebody to take my squash.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Take my squash, please.
And they're getting huge. It's humongous.
Yep.
Well, we had 1 year, our last year in Webster, we belonged to one of those things.
Yep.
It was great. But we had some vegetables I'd never heard of.
That's the part of the point, right? Because, with you and your kids, neither you nor your kids have ever had kohlrabi, so you're on an exploration, you know, together.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is.
It's this sort of big radish-like root that you can slice up and either grill or put in salads.
Okay. All right. But it was fun. But where we are now, we do have a nice little farmer's market at Geneseo, so we'll go there sometimes.
Huh.
All right. Have fun in Cooperstown.
Thanks.
Yeah, you do that.
I will be gone all week, and I know that you and you will miss me, and Nikki will especially miss me.
You know it.
We will.
Don't leave me.
I'll call you.
Text us some wonderful photos.
And you can tell me how much you miss me.
Okay.
You can do that.
That's what I do to my son.
Oh,
do you miss me? He goes, do you want me to tell the truth? I go, of course not. Lie to your mother.
Lie to your mother. He will be doing that shortly. Trust me.
Oh, he already does.
Okay, good.
Of course I missed you, and it's so fake.
All righty. Share this with all your buddies on all your socials, and we'll see you on the radio. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.